is our number, and we're talking about are black children better off being taught by black teachers, and how do parents accomplish that in today's environment when so many parents live in the suburbs? But this is unacceptable, putting pillowcases over children's heads, making them stand for 7 hours with no food or water, putting tape on a child's mouth, putting black kids in garbage bags, black kids having to rub a teacher's feet, throwing water in a child's face. Somebody called earlier and said that squirting water in a special needs child's face was acceptable. No, no, no. Making children the center of slave jokes. What are white teachers doing to our black children? And what should be the response of black parents, whether you live in the suburbs or in the not-so-suburbs? 404-892-2703, Red in Atlanta.
Hey, good morning, Dr. White. How you doing?
I'm great.
This subject right here cuts straight to the core, and I'm gonna tell you why from firsthand experience. I'm originally from St. Louis, Missouri, but my parents, you know, we were better off to where we were going to private school education, which is where I learned about racism more than anywhere else in any faction of my life. What they do is, as a young black, there's a book written by an author, I think his name is Juwanza Pajufu, The Conspiracy to Destroy Black Boys by the Fourth Grade.
I've read it and taught it.
Yeah, I've experienced everything he talked about in that book. Mm. When we were, you know, all the black boys at the school, we were targeted. We were dealt with a double standard. The white teachers had a perception that we didn't want to learn, that we come from rough areas, or that we didn't have good home training. And I was made to feel stupid when I asked a question in class. We were always targeted at recess. I mean, it was never ending. I became frustrated. It put a lot of anger in me growing up. Now, fast forward to the day. See, what they do is not only do they target black children, especially the young black boys, at the same time, they are working the parents. They will paint a picture to the black parent to make them believe that their child has a problem when that child doesn't have a problem. It wasn't until the 11th grade, in which I was in academics, when my father, I got into an incident with a teacher. And I've always been the type of, I've been an independent thinker. I've always had a mind of my own, but a white teacher tried to insult my intelligence, and that's what led me to the principal's office. When I explained to the principal's office, which he was a black principal, he called my father. My father got involved, and he looked at this. He said, you know what? I wonder how long has been going on. And my parents apologized to me like, yo, we never realized what you may have been dealing with. And today, my son, when I raised him, I taught him. I said, look, when you go to school and you deal with these white teachers, they have a perception of you out of complete ignorance. They are raised with a perception of superior and that you are inferior, that you're dumb, you're docile. I said, when you go to school, behave. They'll try to put you on drugs and say you need to be on this anti-suppressive drug to be able to get an education. But teaching my son that, he goes to school, he excels. He's a straight-A student. He hasn't had one fight, no problems. So I go to his PTA meeting. I meet his teacher, young white girl. The first thing, instead of telling me what he's done academically, she's telling me, Quentin does this and my son does this and he does that. Mm-hmm. And I asked her one question. I said, well, ma'am, you have my email address. You have me and his mother's phone number. You never called us. I said, and what is he making in your class? Well, Quentin, he has an A in my class. I said, end of discussion. I said, thank you for your time, and left. The parents have to understand, and his mother couldn't understand. When he come home, he's so frustrated. He's so mad. I said, you don't know. At school, there's a lot of stuff that's going on that young black students cannot articulate to the parent how they're being made to feel. I'm telling you from experience, not all white teachers are like this, mm-hmm. but I'm telling you from hardcore experience. I experienced it. I went through it. I never had one fight. I was an excelling student. But when I went to the private Christian schools, I'm telling you, we were targeted. I mean, if a white girl got close to us, they told us to get back, get away. And I'm not exaggerating. I mean, this actually goes on. I'm not surprised by the numbers coming out of Gwinnett County and north of Fulton, so whatnot. But what I'm trying to get people to understand is you really have to get involved with these schools. Question your child. I know a child is a child and you don't overrule an adult, but I promise you, if you sit down and talk to your child, especially the young black boys, just level with them. Yo, when you at school, how you made to feel? I mean, you giving more intense pressure than the white boys and whatnot, and they're going to tell you, yes. We always talk about, well, racism doesn't exist. It's a post-racial society. We shouldn't keep talking about it. Racism is the very fabric of America, and the one place where they really want to destroy black men and black children is in education, to make them not want an education, to make them they feel that they're not excelling or smart enough to pick up what's being taught. So they would give adequate time and spend more time with the white student who they're raised to believe that they want to learn, they're naturally born intelligent, as opposed to dealing with a black child or a black student, and they'll make them, you know, feel like there's something when it comes to sports or something physical. And I'm telling you, this is going on in the schools, and if you read that thing about the slave and the homework, it's not surprising to me.
You know, Red, I just want to thank you so much for your great call, sharing your painful experience, and also being an example for us this morning of a great dad. How you said you go to school, talk to your son, ask your son what his experience is. Like, parents have told me that their children will raise their hand to answer a question in class, and they're always looked over. The teacher will never call on them, and they have something to say, and that affects a child's self-esteem. 404-892-2703. Some of the things that are unacceptable, absolutely, in school for our children, are our children being made to feel less than. If a child raises his or her hand in school and the teacher doesn't call on them, that affects our self-esteem. If they continue to do it and they are never called in, parents have to talk to their children and ask them, what is your experience? Giving our children unfair punishment, making them the center of slavery jokes. Parents, moms, have you been in a situation where you felt a teacher or a school treated your child unfairly or experienced a racial issue in any of the school systems where your children have attended? Call us up. Tell us your story at 404-892-2703. Are white teachers and the schools the best for black children? And if the answer is no, what do parents need to do? How in the world do we respond to that in today's living environment where everybody is spread out in suburbs where undoubtedly at some point your child is going to experience a white teacher? Call us. Are black students better off being taught by black teachers? Now, somebody in Dallas is going to call me up and tell us some bad news about some black teachers, too. 404-892-2703. It's 759, 57 degrees, and today marks the 15th year anniversary of the shooting of the greatest rapper, one of the greatest, shall I say, Notorious B.I.G.
Shivering, tongue delivering, chills up that spine, that mind. Skip the wine and the candlelight.
It's a Power Talk Back Friday with Lorraine Jacques White on News and Talk 1380 WAOK. Call us at 404-892-2703 on News and Talk 1380 WAOK.